Sally Ann Holland, councillor and mayor of Congleton. So, Sally, we were just saying off air about how amazing people have been during this lockdown period, because it is frustrating for people, isn't it, being stuck at home?
Oh, absolutely. And I think people have really risen to the challenge, you know, be it on social media, be it, you know, Zooms and Teams. I think we were discussing while the record was on that how we had found challenges in helping our older relatives understand Zoom and
yes.
FaceTime. And I think that's going to be a great thing, because a generation that were maybe a little bit frightened of this kind of technology have perhaps had to embrace it and realise it's not quite as frightening as they thought. So I know my mother-in-law, my mum, she's now able to FaceTime her friend over in Australia. She's learnt that. If it wasn't for COVID, I'm not sure that she would have done.
Yeah, and
so
these are the things.
Hopefully there will be some good that comes out of this awful situation.
Yeah, and I think we have to try and find the positives as much as we can. Now, with regards to Congleton itself then, what are the council doing, or have they been doing, to support local residents and local people during the lockdown period?
Well, obviously, due to the restrictions of social distancing, almost straight away, most council staff had to work remotely. So they've all been working remotely. They've been doing great things. We have a 24-hour, sorry, a 7 days a week. I think it's 11 till 7, sorry, I was just getting confused with the times, 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. where you can ring in and it has, you can access all the information, any helplines. We're trying to help people that might be in difficult circumstances. You know, we know full well that across the nation abuse has risen, and we want to get those most vulnerable people the right access to the right organisations. So we've been doing that. I actually do that 2 days a week, and there's some other councillors and staff. So, and we're trying now to get back to normal. So we're looking at how we can do Zoom meetings, council meetings, full council meetings. I've actually got one at 5 o'clock, probably not long after I've spoken to yourself, where I'm in a COVID-19 mayors and chairs meeting. So planning for how we're going to help the public and make sure that things are in place, and also try and continue with normal working agendas.
So it's a busy time for you, Sally. And obviously, I'm really grateful that you've been able to spare me some time and join me on Silt this afternoon. What I want to just ask finally is, what advice have you got for people at this time? Because I think we're all getting a little bit cabin feverish, probably, for choice of better words. We're getting a little bit agitated. And the Prime Minister keeps telling us, just stay patient just for a little bit longer. What's your advice?
I can only agree with those the advice of the Prime Minister. I think that's key here. We don't want a second spike, do we? We don't want that to reoccur. So we do really need to adhere to those the advice that we're being given. I know it's difficult. Just all the things that are on social media, try to do something different. Keep as active as possible. You know, if you go out for your daily exercise, if you've got a garden, then try and get in your garden. I mean, Captain Tom, look, what an inspiration he was, and raised over £30 million. I was watching almost every day with awe what he'd achieved. Shame he wasn't from Congleton, but never mind. That's
yes.
great guy. Anyway, but also I'd like to take this opportunity, if I can, to thank all those people that are still working in the NHS, in the transport industry, in you know, the food industry, delivery, waste, and all those industries which are carrying on, because they've done a remarkable job. And you know, it's quite apt that it's Thursday, and we will give praise to all those people and not miss anybody out. Yeah,
fantastic. Sally Ann Holland, the councillor and mayor of Congleton. Sally, can I just take the opportunity again, on behalf of everybody here at Cheshire Silt 106.9, to thank you and the council for everything that you guys are doing and the wonderful work you're doing to support local residents during probably one of the hardest times any of us will ever go through. And also, just to say that if you are in the area or just outside and you have got something that you need help with, or you want some advice, then you can go to congleton-tc.gov.uk for more details.